Lawmakers at the state capitol have begun their two-week spring break, but that does not mean there is not political news happening across the state and even to the south of us, news that we need to dig into. Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta, co-hosts of It's Just Politics here on Michigan Radio, join me now. Hello, you two.
Hello, Cindy.
Hello.
Let's begin with this investigative report from Friday. It was making news all weekend about a controversial pardon by Governor Rick Snyder. Zoe, take it away.
Yeah, right. So this happened Friday. We found out about it by the reporting of AP reporter Dave Eggert.
And Ed
shout
White.
Out to Ed White and Dave Eggert at the AP. So here's basically what we know, what happened. Governor Snyder made 11 pardons last year at the very end of the year, back in December. 11 pardons. Governors, of course, can do this. Well, it turns out what we found out on Friday is that one of the pardons was for a drunk driving offense. And it just turns out that this gentleman who was pardoned by the governor happens to be the lawyer for the owner of 5-Hour Energy Drink that you've probably heard of.
Yes.
And this gentleman who owns 5-Hour Energy Drink, big donor to Republican governors.
The Chamber of Commerce that it was money that went to Republican gubernatorial campaigns, mm-hmm. and a lot of it went to back the gubernatorial candidacy in 2010 of Governor Rick Snyder.
Some $3 million. Hmm. So none of this looks very good. And there's a lot of folks and Democrats going, hey, since when does a governor pardon an offense like drunk driving? It's not something that normally happens.
Well, if you look at this list of pardons, the offenses were things like breaking and entering, carrying concealed weapons. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was clearly, the most, in terms of the effect on someone's life, probably the most inconsequential offense on that particular list.
And what does the governor say about the connections, as everybody's pointing to who this guy is the lawyer for?
Well, he told the Associated Press was that there was no financial link with his campaign, that there was no financial link at all, and that's a little bit of a stretch, because in fact there was, and he even knew the attorney. I think I'm saying it right, Herbert Gaucher, and he had named him to a state economic development board.
And they've said yes, that they have met in person before. I believe there was a dinner. So these two gentlemen, the governor and Gaucher, know each other.
And it just looks bad. And really, this could not come at a worse time for the governor. That right now, he wants to be focused on the ballot campaign in May. He doesn't want something like this out there that really strikes at his credibility.
I think it too goes to that narrative that Democrats have pushed on this governor, which is that he looks out for the big guy, right? For other fellow business folks, folks that are well off, and that the little guy isn't as taken care of. And so whether or not that is true here,
whether or not
it's
fair, it fits the narrative pretty snugly.
Optics.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Well, let's head a bit south now from Lansing to Indiana. And boy, social media blew up all weekend after Republican Governor Mike Pence signed this legislation known as the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And it's a measure opponents say basically makes it okay to discriminate. And I bring this up because Michigan lawmakers are looking at their own version of this legislation known as RFRA.
Yeah, this has been around actually for 20 years at the federal level, that Bill Clinton signed it into law. And it was designed at the time to protect the rights of prison inmates to practice their religion, some things like that. And what's happened over time is the U.S. Supreme Court ruled, said, however, the federal law doesn't apply to state laws and state policies. And so if states want similar protections on their law books, they have to pass their own. Well, what we're seeing now in states with the marriage decision approaching is there's sort of this accelerated effort to get state level Religious Freedom Restoration Acts, RFRAs, adopted. Well, the blowback on what happened in Indiana with Mike Pence is such that I think you could argue that Mike Pence has probably done more to stall RFRA in Michigan than anything the American Civil Liberties Union could have
done. Right. This is something that did pass the state house in the last session. Of course, though, legislation dies if it doesn't pass both houses and the governor doesn't sign it, which did not happen last year. But there is push among some conservatives in this legislature to push for RFRA. And I think Rick is absolutely right that this is going to lead many to go, hey, you know, do we really want this? Because, Cindy, as you said, social media, there's been, you know, protests. But let's not forget,
we've got
too,
businesses
there's been
that
economic
that...
decisions as well that have been made. We have Angie's List coming out saying we're not so sure about this. So it's economic implications as well as social.
Well, it was interesting that Governor Pence was making the rounds of the weekend Sunday talk shows, saying he was going to elaborate and explain. And I don't believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that
the opposite.
He never once said exactly whom it was aimed at, ever.
There were folks who were counting. George Stephanopoulos, who did the interview, apparently asked half a dozen times, each time the governor unable to quite answer or unwilling to answer. It does not look good. Again, talking about optics here.
I mean, I wasn't there, but I think that what happened is that Governor Pence probably and his advisors failed to recognize that because of the Supreme Court case, the conversation surrounding this particular issue, the talking points that they use have changed.
Absolutely.
And speaking of, let's jump into the last thing to talk about. And that's the fact that Attorney General Bill Schuette's office delivered a brief to the U.S. Supreme Court setting out the state's defense of its same-sex marriage ban. And, of course, as we all know, the court will be hearing arguments in that case next month in D.C.
Right.
Rick, what's the brief say?
Well, you know, it's a 59-page brief, and it, you know, reiterates a lot of the arguments that the state has made until now. But the focus, and we saw this in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, we're seeing it again here, is now no longer on whether same-sex marriage or dual-sex marriage is, you know, is better for children and for families. We've really seen a shift, and the arguments are now very, very, very much directed towards who should decide the issues. Should it be the federal courts, or should it be the voters and the states? And I would say this is probably a play to, in particular, Justices Breyer and Kennedy. Kennedy, who is a swing vote, but Justice Breyer, who sort of broke with his liberal colleagues on the court in the affirmative action case in 2014, another Michigan case which sort of breathed new life into Attorney General Bill Schuette's, you know, efforts in the DeBoer marriage case, that they said that when voters make a decision, that the courts and the government ought to afford them great, great deference.
Yeah.
And that's where the state in Michigan and the other states that have same-sex marriage bans on the books, that's where they're putting their chips.
And there is, Cindy, too, an element of politics here for Attorney General Bill Schuette, who most folks by now assume will run for governor come 2018. And he wants to be on the as close to the right side of this as possible. And so by him changing his argument that this is less about traditional marriage that he is standing for, which he used to say is what this argument was about, and now is about voter rights, it puts him at a different sort of bargaining reasoning that I think will be used when he does run in 2018, if he decides that he will in fact do that.
His political message has pivoted in the same direction as the legal argument.
Right.
Rick Pluta, Zoe Clark, co-host of It's Just Politics right here on Michigan Radio. As always, thanks you two.
Thanks,
you bet.
Cindy.
Thank you.